Thank you very much, everybody. Hello. Hi. I'd like to thank everybody. My project is about Hiroshima World War. I really think I couldn't finish this final project without anybody. I want to thank my teachers, you students, peers, and community members and participants for word work and group work, and everybody supported me in person and in spirit, and my partner. Oh, just a moment. I'm feeling really nervous. Yeah.
Can I just put your closer to your mouth, then we can hear you better. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm feeling really nervous because of the characteristics of this topic, and there are still a lot of feelings and issues around this topic, even 60 years after the event. And also, I'm very shy and nervous because English is my second language. So I asked Mikio to support when I feel I need English support. And at the same time, I have feeling of wanting to be heard, because this issue is very close to my heart. Although what I found and what I can present today is very limited. As my final project, I wrote a thesis about the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and its aftermath after 60 years, and about my journey as a facilitator throughout this project. This addresses how the multifaceted experiences and feelings around this subject, as well as the consequences of the event, are still strongly influencing individuals and society now, and what we could learn from this experience. Also, how can using process-oriented conflict facilitation can be useful? So I did group work and world work in the US and Japan, and I got supervision and video study. What I'm going to present today are mainly what I found and learned from my experiences of preparing, facilitating, and studying, and the videotapes of the group work that was supervised and supported by many teachers in this program. I'd like to mention about thesis title and subtitle a little bit. This thesis title is Hiroshima Helix, and this came from a research class with Sarah and Lee, when I thought about and unfolded this final project dreaming through my body and through movement. My movement was like this, and I asked Lee how she interpreted this movement, and she found this helix. And it's like DNA structure, helix. Mm-hmm. And like DNA structure, this project has double main helix. One is unfolding Hiroshima research through world work, group process, readings, sessions, and supervision sessions. And other one was unfolding my dreaming, dreaming process as a facilitator throughout this project. And under these two, there are sub main helix like atomic bomb and hibakusha. Hibakusha is a term, Japanese term, widely used in Japan, referring to people who are radiation affected due to the atomic bombing. And in this project, Japan oppressor side, I feel it, when I use this shows my hand. Japan oppressor and Hiroshima suffering and also social action and deep democracy. And also in this thesis, learning as a facilitator and this process of unfolding my dreaming was dreaming and research was learning as a facilitator, but I found it was also like a spiritual training as an individual for myself. And Hiroshima's Nagasaki story, I want to inherit generation to generation, like helix, DNA helix. And about subtitle, this digging for bones under the supermarket, this subtitle came from the World War in Hiroshima in 2005. One participant living in Hiroshima, her family runs a supermarket after 10 years, 10 years after the bombing. And when her family reconstructed the supermarket, they found bones under the supermarket. And the participant said, Hibakusha were living very hard to live today and tomorrow after the bombing without feeling sad. They had to go forward for their life. And she said, talking about atomic bomb is like digging for bones under the supermarket. And I also felt doing Hiroshima World Work was like digging bones under the supermarket and served to commemorate the spirits and grieve for the dead. It was also like bringing unspoken, unseen, unexpressed, and covered thing in our daily life out there and pay attention and working on these things. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Just the drawing. I wonder, did you make the beautiful drawing, or did a participant make it?
This has also a story.
Yeah.
This is from World Work in Hiroshima 2005. That was the first session in the first Hiroshima World Work. I co-facilitated the session, and at first we asked participants to draw and express anything on this paper. And then everybody draw something. And At that time, one participant said, "Oh, I feel rage and anger." And me as a facilitator felt, "Oh, it goes through." And also I felt the energy of and then my body started to shake and feel like and I became like a monster or atomic bomb. And eventually the group tore this paper into pieces, like tore. And this was became like thousands of pieces. And then I felt a little bit upset because I started the action. And on the next day, we went to the ceremony on August 6th. At that time, one participant just stayed at the venue and she bring them together. So this is what I feel, what we are doing. We destroyed everything, but someone put everything, pieces back together. And in our human history, Hiroshima's thing is like everything destroyed, everything teared and feelings and everything, relationship are torn, but it's like a symbol of Hiroshima World War. We gather together and again, it has a lot of scars, but
she put the pieces back together again. It's not like it was before.
And I felt that, I felt very beautiful and thankful. Thank you for asking. So, can I? Okay. As a Japanese who had not experienced World War II in school, I just learned the fact that on August 6th of 1945, one atomic bomb was dropped by the US Army onto Hiroshima City, and which instantly destroyed almost all of its houses, buildings, and many people died, and others are still suffering from lingering physical and psychological after effects. Although I'm from Japan, the topic of Hiroshima and atomic bomb and Hiroshima, Nagasaki and atomic bomb was far from my daily life, geographically and psychologically, before I started this project. So here are some pieces of my process which I feel led me to begin this project. And after this section, I would like to talk about Hiroshima and Hibakusha and some of the findings and learning and my challenges throughout this project and about social action and deep democracy. And in my thesis, other things are also mentioned, but today I don't think I can say everything. And if you are interested in the power or more after effects of this thing, Hiroshima City and Hiroshima Peace Memorial Museum, Virtual Museum, Nagasaki City and Nagasaki Atomic Bomb Museum, they have quite a very nice website. And at first, what led me to begin this project one of the reasons why I started to to think about this project is my nighttime dream. In my dream, I was standing here in Tokyo, and one figure whom I associate with, elder or teacher, grabbed my nose and directed, pointed me to go this direction. That's what I felt. So I worked on this dream, and after this session, the therapist and I were laughing. Maybe you might do road work in the city in this direction, and Hiroshima was one of the city. And also there was unforgettable scene in TV program around that time in my life. One hibakusha, this person, Mr. Yamaguchi, was making a speech against nuclear weapons in a big conference, a world conference. His voice and body were trembling, and he was straining his voice, like me maybe. At that time, I noticed my heart was shaking, and I got goosebumps with a lot of tears. I felt really suffering, and suffering from the hibakusha's speech and trembling voice, and also from the nowadays situation of nuclear weapons. And he is also in this picture, so if you were not. And when I entered this program, I was also feeling very close to one of my brothers who died soon after he was born. Although I had no chance to see him in person in my life, I had a strong feeling of missing him. I don't know why, but I felt him around here. So I felt that I would do world work for our ancestors and dead people, and also for us who were alive. And 60 years anniversary after death is very important one in my culture. So gradually, because of our synchronicities and dreaming, my co-facilitator and I started to think of turning our dreaming into reality. And in consensus reality level, I had an anxiety about negative aspects of radiation to our health and environment too. Some other things happened around that time in my life. I had a session, and during that period of my time, I was always working on this kind of energy or movement, and always thinking about, oh, it's like atomic bomb or explosive energy. And so all these things were interwoven and moved me to do this project. And I also have a high dream in process-oriented group work. I'm hoping that applying process-oriented methods of conflict facilitation to would be useful when we facilitate this world issue of having or not having nuclear weapons. In process work, it is said that things disturbing, like atomic bombs or atomic bomb radiation, or happening to us, or marginalized or admired by us, are considered part of our secondary process, which we are neither identified with nor occupied fully. If we could leave more of our secondary process, this part, we could leave more of our wholeness. It sounds really extravagantly interpreted when this idea is applied to topics such as the atomic bomb or radiation energy. However, I'd like to welcome and explore the disturbance energies and go to the essence of these and live them by ourselves, not through direct experience of atomic bombs or radiation. So go to the essence and embody the tiny, even tiny essence of these things might change our world, I thought. And it maybe help using these essence energies more consciously towards the abolition of nuclear weapons and multi-communication with each other, or in our political and daily scenes, our world might be changed. This hypothesis comes from my personal experience of unfolding this one. For I unfolded this and also my dreaming, and now I'm doing this. So it's from my experience. And my initial goal and purpose are these: learning from the history to create a space to explore relationships and world peace and mourn and create space for ancestors, learn how to organize and facilitate world work. Here is Hiroshima, Hiroshima City. Here I'd like to mention some general information of Hiroshima City. Hiroshima City became the 10th government ordinance designated city in Japan in 1980, and it continues to develop in the field of economy, culture, and administration. Hiroshima City's GNP is $270 billion, which is larger than Switzerland and others, some other countries. And Hiroshima is famous for car manufacturing, like Mazda Car Company. And there are two world cultural heritage in Hiroshima Prefecture. One is Atomic Bomb Dome, and another one is Itsukushima Shrine on Miyashima Island. We did world work in Hiroshima 2006 on this island. Actually, even today, this Miyashima is considered to be sacred, and some of the ancient rules, such as no cultivation or burials on the island are still in place. And these are sister and friendship cities: Honolulu, USA, Volgograd City, Russian. Sorry, my pronunciation in English is not so good, but and Hanover. Yeah. Six cities. Many cities. I was a little bit surprised when I see the city of like Honolulu. And Hiroshima City is facing to a very good harbor, So it developed as a castle city and as economic and cultural city as well as military city with army base. And during the Sino-Japanese War, Emperor Meiji's imperial headquarters were temporarily moved to Hiroshima Castle. And also during World War II, Marine headquarters set up in Hiroshima. And 1945, atomic bomb was dropped. I want to have a little silence. And Hiroshima City began to be recognized and initiating its role as one of the makers of world peace throughout the world after the atomic bombing. And next, I'd like to briefly summarize the findings and learning from this project and provides three broad areas of response that usually reflect back to my research question. What was happened 60 years after the atomic bombing of Hiroshima? What could we learn from this experience? And how can using process-oriented conflict facilitation can be useful? And these are related to diversity, non-locality, and about facilitation. Through Hiroshima World Work, I found that when we think about Hiroshima, we might be caught by the main strongest point, like atomic bomb, Hibakusha, Hiroshima City, August 6th morning, 60 years ceremony, or the peace movement, or the consensus reality level of experience. But for many reasons, people sometimes don't want to only focus on these main strongest point. And also by caught by the main strongest point, then we tend to marginalize other time, period, place, feelings, experiences, identities, opinions, and different level of experience. Sometimes it is because it's still too much to remember or think about even after 60 years. Or sometimes it is because people do not want to only identify with or focus on these, because more than these aspects exist. In Hiroshima World Work, we could hear those voices clearly from participants. It could be felt as a kind of resistance and struggle about being only identified with one big outstanding issue, as well as needing to feed the issue. So both are existing. For example, we did world work on atomic bomb issue, but people also wants to be recognized that wants to recognize that Hiroshima is not only atomic bomb city. They want to acknowledge that there are beautiful nature and culture and other life in Hiroshima too. Also, Hiroshima atomic bombing experiences are not only in Hiroshima. Many Hibakusha left after the bombing experience because they didn't want to remember the experiences. It was too much because of discrimination. Because they lost their family and place to live. I heard that even now, Hibakusha are living far from Hiroshima gets panicked when that person hears a very big sound. And sometimes needed to be carried to hospital. Hiroshima's history is of course not only August 6 in 1945 and after the bombing. Hiroshima's history is continuous. Although the atomic bombing have a huge impact on people, memories and feelings and experiences before the bombing remain and connects us with those who died of the bombing. So we might feel more sadness and feel and deeply deep feeling of loss when we feel into the life before the bombing. And Hiroshima City is known as the city against atomic bombs. However, there are diverse opinions around nuclear weapons. So one might feel very difficult to express diverse opinions in Hiroshima. And the experience of Hiroshima, atomic bomb exposed city in Japan, which was oppressive to some other countries, connotes conflicts, sufferings, and hurts because of the contradictory two sides of the same coin. This was an... So Hiroshima is this one city, but it has atomic bomb experience. It's like victim side of experience, but because it's in Japan, always Japan's oppressor side and are together. And when we did world work, those voices like you shouldn't work on Pearl Harbor. You should work on Pearl Harbor or Japan's oppressive side before working on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And also this side said, oh, it's difficult to hear or speak because of voice from not only victims' voice in an oppressive country, but also Hiroshima's horrible, traumatic experience. And those voices are from inner and outer voices, not only outer voice, but inner voice. So I found that there would be a danger to categorize any country just into victim or oppressor roles. And I also thought that people's experiences are beyond roles. And all roles contain dual, if not diverse, aspects. So which role people react to sometimes may not match the role that other people are taking. And it might create entanglement in communication. However, how you feel when you hear Hiroshima might be different from another's feeling. How people experience each role also has a different rank identity. So this also might create a clash in communication. And I learned that Hiroshima has truly become a symbol and stands for something by itself, like peace movement or no nuclear weapons. But as it became a symbol, it might tend to be literalized and generate ideas. And because of that, it might tend to spread out much broadly in many different directions. But on the other hand, people might start to feel hopeless because each person's diverse experience and feelings have never talked about so much. For example, as Kenzaburo Oe pointed out in his book, Hiroshima Note, that although many activists came to Hiroshima for peace and nuclear abolition work or events, few were aware of the need to pay deep attention to Hiroshima people's feelings and difficulties. In Hiroshima World Work, there was a feeling aspect saying that Hiroshima is Hibakusha is dying and suffering every day after the bombing. So Hiroshima is not only on August 6th. Every day, every season should not be marginalized. Also, Hiroshima's atomic bombing experience is not only on August 6th, nor in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. In Hiroshima and Nagasaki, there are a lot of Hibakusha in other countries and other cities in Japan and also in Korea, in US, other places in the world. Mr. Oe also pointed out that Hiroshima should be clearly understood by the people of the world for the full nature and extent of human misery that resulted, not just the destructive capacity of atomic bombing. He said that Hiroshima people rarely want their extreme atrocity to be used or for political purpose until they really face their own death. Mr. Oe pointed out that Hiroshima should be clearly understood from this side. Hiroshima should be clearly understood by the people of the world for the full nature and extent of human misery that resulted, not just the destructive capacity of an atomic bombing. He said that Hiroshima people rarely want their extreme tragedy to be used for political purposes until they really face their own death. So this, if we focus on only this part, we might marginalize these people's feelings. So we should not forget about this part, marginalize. And humanity for relationships is very important. And he pointed out not so many activists or people really pay attention to this part. And when we just focus on this part, there are also danger to take advantage of people if we just focus on this part, we might danger to take advantage of people's feelings and danger to project something onto Hiroshima, project peace movement something onto Hiroshima, and danger to dreamt up the experience. And when we notice that, I think it would be the ethics for the facilitator to bring it back to the world. So I had a dream and personal experience, and I wasn't quite sure what really this part is. So when we notice, it's my responsibility or ethics to bring what I learned or what I'm doing to this into this relationship, I think. And characteristics of radiation's effect. People feel uncertain if things are happening because of the effect of atomic bomb or not. Such an uncertainty might create or contribute to a scene of taboo and marginalization. So when Hibakusha is resting or praying, we don't know why. Because of what? Laziness or because of the radiation effect? Or, yeah, Hibakusha felt really tired because of radiation. So we don't know. And it's really uncertain. So it creates marginalization and taboo to speak out. And that's in process worked on. Maybe it became ghost walls and create double signal, send double signal in the field. And next one is about role shifting. I really felt as a facilitator and organizer of world work in Hiroshima, it's really important. And because we are focusing on Hiroshima and atomic bomb issue, doing something very different and for fun with delicious food and sometimes with music assisted in role shifting, not only for each person, but also for Hiroshima's identity as an atomic bomb exposed city. We go to Hiroshima, it's and working on atomic bomb. It's really tough thing, and we have other roles in ourselves, and the city has other parts. So role shifting, it was very important. And I a little bit role shift in this IPA. So there are a lot of delicious food in Hiroshima, but okonomiyaki and oyster and sake and other things. It's okonomiyaki, green stuff, nengi, onion. Green onion. Underneath, it's like Japanese style pan fried pizza or crepe with various ingredients. Diverse. Yes. And Hiroshima Prefecture products 25,000 and 30,000 tons of oysters per year, and it's about 60 of the national total. I need water. While I was researching this one, I really felt we should be very careful not to abuse people by doing world work as anything might trigger a painful experience in the group process. It would be very important to create a situation and setting where people can have the freedom not to have to go into states they may find difficult and or painful. Any anytime we do world work in this kind of situation, maybe everywhere, there is, it's very important to create a situation and setting where people can have the freedom not to have to go into states. Like I said, some people still go into the states easily, and some people, it's, for some people, it's really heavy issue. But sometimes it might be unavoidable when we work on war or abuse and conflict issue, as sometimes for someone, even the presenting issue, maybe this also, this talking about war, atomic bomb, it's all, for some people, maybe some of you are feeling too much. So please tell me if it's too much. And in world work, Hiroshima in 2006, we had a guest speaker, and she said she was exposed to radiation because of the relief activity. As soon after the bomb dropped, she went to Hiroshima to search, to find her relative. And she said to go to Hiroshima, she used bicycle. And 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, she used the bicycle and repaired the tire when it broke, it punk. Get tired. And so now she remember, or when she saw a bicycle, she remembered the experience. So I felt that we could not tell what triggers a certain experience. And next, I would like to tell you my personal challenges throughout this project. As atomic bombing is in the field, I felt, oh, maybe am I like the atomic bomb person or aggressive, explosive person? And also, I was doing a lot of group work in Portland, and I felt it's too much to occupy that role. Occupy the role of facilitator, or take that role. I was taking that role because I'm resourceful, and also I wanted to know more about this topic. But I felt overwhelmed, and it was a little bit painful experience to carry that feeling. So my primary identity was not like that atomic bomb at that time. My secondary atomic bomb person or explosive aggressive part, or I felt it's secondary. And I was really confused and embarrassed, overwhelmed, and I felt uncomfortable. And instead of talking to people about my experience, I try to do inner work, and I try not to tell my confused feelings or express those things, and talk to a person who felt a little bit difficult to be with, And I noticed not relating to each other was like killing my feelings or relationship. And it's like small, tiny atomic bomb. In essence level, I felt it's like, oh, I'm killing myself. I'm just dropping one-sided idea in my feelings, and I killed this other part. And another personal challenge was, it was too hard to be in touch with the experiences around this and facilitate with a lot of feelings in the field. I felt really overwhelmed by this feeling, a lot of feelings. And so I worked on this challenge. I noticed it's only 5 minutes, so a little quick. So instead of working on explosive, aggressive part of the atomic bomb, I worked on atomic bomb energy and radiation itself. I thought this aggression, we say explosive or aggression, but maybe it's what we interpret, but other thing might be found if we work on just simply or purely work on the atomic bomb itself. And I did group work in Portland, and thanks to many people in the community, I found essence level of atomic bomb was like sensuality, like and creativity and connection. And the radiation essence was intimacy. It's like spreading, and this movement was like intimate, connecting to other people and shape-shifting. And it's still edgy to embody, but very helpful for facilitation. It became very helpful to facilitate. And I had a one-sided opinion about atomic bomb, as I feel I'm against nuclear weapon in consensus reality level. And as a facilitator or process work, maybe we say it's deep, how can we be deeply democratic? I'm taking this side. And so this once my one-sidedness was a kind of a challenge. And according to Ernie's book, social activists said, stop the bad guy out there. But psychosocial activists said, let's notice those bad guys in our dreaming as well. Notice how we relate to one another right here and now. So atomic bombing, happened more than 60 years ago. But let's notice what's here, right now, and in relationship or in internally. Oh. And so, working on my internalized atomic bomb, dropping atomic bomb, and noticing how I relate to people, helped me to facilitate or feel other side more. It was really helpful. Well, The last one. As conclusion, I'd like to read Sankichi Toge's poem, Give Back the Human. He was exposed at Mekong and died in 1953. Give back the human. Give back my father. Give back my mother. Give grandpa back. Grandma back. Give my sons and daughters back. Give me back myself. Give back the human race. As long as this life lasts, this life, give back peace that will never end. Oh, excuse me. Oh. Later, when I read this poem, I felt an essential personal lesson that then seems to have been manifest throughout this project. It might sound strange, but it was giving me back to myself by noticing how I really am, what I really feel, and so to fully live who really am, who I really am. So Hibakusha Toge said, give back the human. But when I read this poem, I felt I had been missing or feeling kind of a part of me was not here. So I felt to notice who I really am was the it was like a spiritual training when I was doing this project. Mm-hmm. And I have been feeling as if I have received a lot of water or food to nature myself, and as if I have been receiving each pieces of my final project from many people and from dreaming to attach or weave them to make it into one piece. So I'd like to appreciate everybody here also. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Midori. Thank you.
I spent 1 hour, but what questions do you have?
I don't have a question. It's an amazing project, huge project, Midori. And I love the graphics that you use to show the complexity of everything that you thought about, that you felt, all those world works that you did. I love the little figure with the pointy nose. It was a really touching presentation.
Thank
beautiful.
You.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is that part of you?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
How many people attended the world work?
Our first one is about 20, 22. The second one is 10, 12 or so, something like that. And for the second one, we had Hibakusha guest speaker. And also, in my thesis, I wrote interview transcript of one Hibakusha. Yeah. So for world work, about 20, total 30 something. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
questions before we go? Any more quick ones?
How inspiring. Like, you just did it. You had the dream, and then you talked to a co-facilitator, and then you just did it. You just went to Hiroshima and found people that were interested. And
yeah.
Just how deeply you carried then the thing that came in your dream, and it touches me, and I want to, you know, Arnie said, like that when I grow up. I just am inspired by what you've done. It's very beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to say thank you for reminding me about the rest of Hiroshima. You know, I hadn't really got that whole thing of fixing a place and people as victims, and how that takes away something and again causes destruction. So that really touched me and affected me deeply. I'm going to carry that lesson to more places and people and myself.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
This was really big lesson. When I see one person, I just see the one strongest character, but everybody has diversity within, and feelings, and
Midori, thanks for sharing your personal story through this project. Your personal story through this project and what it's done for you, and how you started facilitating with your heart, and how difficult that must have been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's such a big personal change to do something. So that really touches me. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. Yeah, it was really difficult to challenge. Challenge moment. I always felt Hiroshima around here, and also when I got my computer crashed during the process of writing, I felt, is this the dreaming of Hiroshima, or is this what's happening? And many strange things happened. Yeah, so it was difficult. Thank you.
Thank you. So